Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
One of the things that I kind of help push for is a World Justice Center that we have that sends interns out every year and works in partnership with ministries like IJM. And it's just really neat to see. I'm seeing an entire generation whose heart beats that way. They don't care about the big paying jobs in the big cities. They'll go wherever it takes, you know, could be India, China, wherever, Indonesia, and work in these places. And it's just really exciting to be a part of that. For me and Christian lawyers that I hang out with, the process is as important as the result a lot of times. And the legal world is such a dog-eat-dog, vitriolic, you know, world where it's just people always angry at each other. And I believe you can be a tremendous advocate and still have a relationship with the lawyer on the other side, for example. Part of my testimony isn't just to my clients, it isn't just to the judges I'm in front of, but it's also to those lawyers that I'm doing battle with every day. And I want them to see something different about the way that I handle my cases. And that's really the biggest challenge that I have in the practice of law, but that can also be the greatest testimony.
Wow, good word. Thank you. Randy, this has been such a phenomenal time. We just got a little bit of time before we pray. I just want to quote this from your book and have you just comment on it. It's when Theophilus is reflecting on his interaction with Jesus, and it says, "He had a sense of destiny, which shamed me even more. I once had a sense of destiny, too, or at least I thought I did. I was born to be an advocate for the truth, to fight for justice, to speak for the powerless. But in my greatest test, I'd failed miserably. I'd lost my nerve and at a critical moment abandoned my principles. Now the rabbi would pay with his life." And, you know, I'm sure Peter felt like that when he denied his precious Jesus, you know. And there are times I think the enemy can use our failures to just make us sabotage our own future because we just feel like we're too done now. Maybe just say a word to that person who feels like they've failed too much, too big, before God to use them again, and love just a word of encouragement for that person today.
You bet. I would just say the most exciting thing in my life has been experiencing the grace of God, and you don't even know you need God's grace until you recognize how miserably you failed.
Amen.
And, you know, Theophilus is a fictional character, but he is just like every other person that God has used in a big way. The Bible is just replete with it. And that is, first, they just fall on their face, and they come to the end of themselves. I come to the end of myself, and Susie, you come to the end of yourself, and we say, how could God possibly use a failure like me? And, you know, the Apostle Paul says, in my weakness, that's when God is strong. And God steps in with his amazing grace and picks you up and says, now that you know it's not you, it's going to be me and the power of my Spirit. We do have a destiny for you, and it's a destiny that you'll realize through me.